Hello. Welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Today, we're diving into an empowering topic, DIY Tech Repairs, Basic Troubleshooting Skills. Welcome, Benjamin.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here and share some practical tips on DIY tech repairs.
Let's start with the basics. Why is it beneficial for individuals, especially seniors, to learn basic troubleshooting skills for their devices?
Learning basic troubleshooting skills empowers individuals to resolve common tech issues without relying on outside help. This can save time and money while boosting confidence in using technology. For seniors, being able to fix minor problems can enhance their independence and reduce frustration when using devices.
That makes a lot of sense. What are some common issues people might encounter with their devices?
Some common issues include devices not turning on, slow performance, connectivity problems, and software crashes. Many of these issues can be resolved with simple troubleshooting steps, which I'll cover shortly.
Great. What basic troubleshooting steps should individuals follow when they encounter a tech problem?
The first step is to stay calm and assess the situation. Then follow these steps. 1. Restart the device. This can often resolve many temporary issues. 2. Check connections. Ensure all cables are properly connected, and if using Wi-Fi, confirm the connection is stable. 3. Update software. Check for any pending updates for your operating system or apps, as updates often contain important fixes. 4. Run built-in troubleshooters. Many devices have built-in diagnostic tools that can help identify and fix common problems.
Those are practical steps. How can individuals determine if a problem is something they can fix themselves or if they need professional help?
If the issue persists after basic troubleshooting, individuals should consider the severity of the problem. For minor issues, like software glitches or connectivity problems, they can usually find solutions online. However, if the device has physical damage or complex hardware issues, it may be best to consult a professional.
What resources are available for seniors looking to learn more about DIY tech repairs?
There are numerous online resources available. Websites like iFixit offer step-by-step repair guides and videos for various devices. YouTube is another great resource, with countless tutorials on troubleshooting specific problems. Additionally, local community centers or libraries may offer classes on tech skills.
What safety precautions should individuals keep in mind when attempting DIY repairs?
Safety is essential. Always unplug devices before attempting any repairs. If working with laptops or desktops, be cautious of static electricity. Using an anti-static wrist strap can help prevent damage. Lastly, if you're unsure about a repair or feel uncomfortable, it's always wise to seek professional help.
As technology evolves, what are some emerging trends in DIY tech repairs that individuals should be aware of?
One exciting trend is the rise of smart devices and self-repair options. Some manufacturers are now providing repair manuals and spare parts for their products, encouraging consumers to fix rather than replace. Additionally, augmented reality, AR, tools are emerging, helping users visualize the repair process in real time.
That's fascinating. Before we wrap up, What final thoughts do you have for our listeners about DIY tech repairs?
Embrace the journey of learning. DIY repairs can be incredibly satisfying and can save you money. Don't be afraid to try troubleshooting on your own, just take it step by step. And remember, it's perfectly okay to ask for help when needed.
Thank you, Benjamin, for sharing your expertise on DIY tech repairs. This has been a valuable discussion on empowering individuals to tackle tech issues themselves.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.